USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Christian Aid Ministries is reporting the 12 missionaries who were abducted in Haiti managed to escape on their own. The group escaped their captors at night and used stars for navigation to trek through the dense brush for hours. The group included a married couple, a 10-month-old baby, and children ages 3, 14, and 15. They're all back on American soil. A magnitude 6.2 earthquake hit Northern California on Monday, bringing significant shaking but minimal damage to the sparsely populated area. The earthquake occurred just after noon and was centered off the coast about 210 miles northwest of San Francisco. Some rural roads have experienced rock slides as a result of the earthquake. That's according to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. President Biden will be addressing the nation today about 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
For those who choose to remain unvaccinated, he'll issue a stark warning and make clear unvaccinated individuals will continue to drive hospitalizations and deaths.
USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war, what in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442, 1-800-379-4442.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Another Democrat congressperson will not be seeking re-election and will retire at the end of her term.
Florida Democrat Representative Stephanie Murphy, a leading voice of the House Democrats' moderate wing, announced Monday she won't seek re-election next fall in another stinging loss for her party.
These last few years have been some of the most rewarding moments of my life, but also some of the most challenging. Public service is not without personal sacrifice, and as a mom of two young children, my time away from them has been hard. For them, for me, and for our family. So I wanted to share with you that I will not be seeking another term as your representative in Congress.
Murphy is the 22nd incumbent House Democrat to forego a re-election bid next year. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A protester in San Francisco disrupts Democrat Nancy Pelosi on Monday.
Member of the state legislature, this is it.
USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve. Yeah.
Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border worsens, a Saudi national was arrested this week attempting to enter the United States illegally. It should be noted this man is on a terrorist watch list. Since the Biden administration opened our southern border, Texas is feeling a major brunt of the illegal activity. Giving up on the president doing the right thing, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton on Newsmax discusses what they are doing to make Texans safer from illegal immigration.
It's very frustrating to watch this happen. From day one of the Biden administration, the numbers have massively increased. I believe they're doing this on purpose. It's clear that they are, just because their behavior indicates exactly what they wanted. But the reality is we have been somewhat successful recently in court on the Remain in Mexico program, and I do believe they're going to be forced to at least cut some of those numbers back. Do I believe the Biden administration is going to fully comply? I doubt it, but I at least think we're making some progress. Well, the only reason this would be seasonal is based on who's in office, and I think the other side knows that. I mean, the people coming across the border know that Biden wants them to come. He's basically invited them. Day one, he said, we are not going to enforce immigration law. You can come here and stay. When you send a message like that, and you do very little to stop that, and you undo all of the programs and policies and laws that were put in place to protect the border, the reality is we all know what's going to happen. They know what's going to happen. We know what's going to happen. And it did happen, just like anybody would expect if you undid all these great policies.
A Merry Christmas week to you and your family. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.